Well, good evening again, those of you that are viewing us from live streaming, Christian Fellowship Church family and all the rest of the family. We all one big family anyway. But those of you that could join us, we are just so delighted to have you with us this evening on our Wednesday night Bible study, Bible class. We have some awesome things to share with you again tonight. God is so good. In spite of all the stuff that's going on, I'm so glad that I found the secret place. Psalm 91 tells us, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Boy, what a place of refuge, what a place of safety, where a place that is so secure. He said, Jesus told us in these days that you'll hear wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in direst places, disasters, catastrophes, and all kind of diseases and all kind of violent and evil. Well, it's going on. But I got good news for those that want to escape, those that want to join the family of God. This is why we are here tonight, to persuade you, to give you some good news and bring some hope in your hopeless situation. Glory to God. So, to the saints, to the believers, I want to continue on this thought. If Satan had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. He did not know what he was doing. Glory to God. Now listen, I'm going to read to verse 8, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew. This is King James. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If Satan had known that this would take place, he never would have crucified Jesus. What he was familiar with, and see, he's in darkness, and he know ever since he killed the first man, Adam, that he separated the whole human race from God. And at this point, no man had really been able to divinely connect to God again. So he thought he had it wrapped up. But if he had known that what took place at Calvary and Jesus' resurrection and his ascension and seating at the right hand of God and raising up this new race of people, he never would have crucified him, because we can absolutely dominate him, control him, bind him, cast him out, all the demons, all the evil spirits, and every kind of work of evil, because we have been completely, totally, and completely delivered from them. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to look at some things again. John 17, Jesus prayed this prayer. We read it before, but let's look at it again. Jesus prayed this prayer in John 17, starting with verse 20. He said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us. Now notice, Jesus prayed. Do you know of a prayer that Jesus prayed that didn't get an answer to it? You know, in the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John, he was praying at the gravesite of Lazarus. And he said, I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast heard me. And then he made this statement, you always hear me. So praise God. So I know he heard him on this one. But listen to what he said. Verse 21, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That's what, this is why we're here tonight. This is what we're about. We are representative of the kingdom of God. Amen. We want the world to know that Jesus been sent. Now listen to me. Jesus been sent. He has redeemed us, paid the penalty of sin. There's not a man on planet Earth that is sin that hadn't been paid. Woo! And this is what we're here. This is why we're here, to let everybody know so they can find out that your sin debt, all the guilt, all the sin, all the everything that devil pulled you into because of Adam's transgression, everything he took you captive with has been paid in full and has been paid off. And so you can come and receive eternal life. Ooh, and you can live with God forevermore. It's sort of like this. If I had this kind of money, I could set up an account for every one of you, say for $1 million. And half of you find out and you just use that money for your life and live your life and do the things you want to do in life. And half of you, the other half didn't know it, and you walk around broke, busted, confused, poor, need, begging. But at the same time, it was there for you too, just like the one that found out about it. Well, eternal life, that's the way it is. See, Jesus is not going to come here again and die on the cross, because when he came the first time, he accomplished everything he needed to accomplish for your salvation. And so he told us in the Matthew gospel, in Mark gospel, and he said, go in all the world and preach the gospel. This is what Mark said. To every creature, he that believes and he'll baptize shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned. And he said in Matthew gospel, go ye therefore and teach all nations.